The 11th annual Pink Gala is January 30th at the Chattanooga Convention Center. This event raises funds for breast cancer awareness, treatment, and equipment. I'm speaking with the co-chair of Pink, Julie Brando, and nurse practitioner Jesse Brown. Let's start out by talking about where the money goes. You're talking breast cancer, predominantly women's issues, but men can also get breast cancer.
So breast cancer is involved all the way from the screening of early mammogram all the way through surgical intervention, radiation, chemotherapy. So over the years, Pink has sent money to a variety of things, including mammogram imaging, which is what we're doing this year, as well as surgical intervention and to increase our technology when it comes to our radiation.
Mammograms have changed a lot over the years. It's not the same technology, and a mammogram is not the same for every person.
Mammograms have changed in a huge way over the last decades, and we used to have old analog films which would give you a picture, and you've all have seen on the wall when there's a doctor looking at an image on the wall, and that's so archaic now because with that you're looking, and how to zoom in on that is with a microscope at your eye. And then things went to digital, which made a huge difference because a digital image allows you to measure and move through those images. And now there's a technology called tomosynthesis, which gives us a 3D image of the breast. And that has been an incredible assistance to patients, especially young patients, those with dense breast, those with busy breast that a regular mammogram might miss something on.
Early detection is paramount to reducing the impact of treatment. What kind of percentages are we looking at for someone who gets early detection as opposed to someone who might already be in stage three?
So it makes such a world of difference. And we look at breast cancer. The survival from breast cancer is close to 90%. And the reason that breast cancer survival is so good is that we catch it early. If we had as good a screening tools for other cancers, such as pancreatic or ovarian, we'd have better long-term outcomes. But breast cancer patients do so well because we catch it sometimes, oftentimes, in a stage zero.
The event itself, Pink, is happening at the Chattanooga Convention Center.
That's correct.
What can people expect this year?
Well, we are very excited about Pink 2016. The event will be held on Saturday, January the 30th, with cocktails starting at 6:30 and dinner starting at 7:30. We're very excited to welcome back the band Party on the Moon by popular demand. So if you like to dance, you will have a fabulous evening at our event. We do have a Parisian theme this year that we're very excited about. So you can expect some eye-popping decor and a wonderful silent auction as well as a live auction.
And about every pink bow tie in the city.
And about every pink bow tie and cummerbund in the city.
And sometimes even jacket.
Is this formal?
Absolutely. So your men will be in tuxedos and women in dresses, long and short, pink and black, every color in the rainbow.
The funds are raised for technology.
There is a patient who visited the Mary Ellen Locher Breast Center, which that's important to say that this is the Mary Ellen Locher Breast Center that was built in honor of Mary Ellen Locher, who was, of course, a popular TV reporter on Channel 9 here in Chattanooga. We'd be remiss if we didn't mention her, of course. This particular patient actually wrote a letter to Memorial because she had found an alarming lump in her breast one morning on a Saturday and was so concerned about it, but she was able to go ahead and get into the facility on the following Monday and had her diagnostic imaging. She was a self-pay patient, and that's something that could be very frightening for someone who has found this lump and realizes that they're going to be paying for these services themselves. So this particular person was very, very concerned about what the cost of the services were going to be, and then got an unexpected blessing when she found out that she received a grant for both the mammogram and the ultrasound. And she does truly believe that this was a blessing that she received for both her and her husband to keep them from having to pay for these services out of their own pocket. So for them, they experienced a wonderful service from the beginning to the end, not only from the technician who performed the mammogram. The ultrasound technician went so far as to give her a heated blanket to make sure she was comfortable in every way, shape, and form. And this particular woman was very happy because her ultrasound and her mammogram did show no signs of cancer, but at the end of the day, she would not have been able to have the services unless she had received those grants. So she's a very, very thankful patient.
Typical outcomes, as you've said, are much better than they used to be in the past. And that's due in part to the technology, but it's also due to the service that's received.
Sure. And that's one of the great things that we do at the Mary Ellen Locher Breast Center is that it's comprehensive care. It's from the time you come in for your screening image to all the way through. And we include support services, a lot of education, which I'm very involved in. We have nurse navigators that are just someone to hold your hand all the way as you go through. We have nutritionists, dietitians, chaplains, social workers, support groups, and just a myriad of services that help that patient be surrounded by what they need.
Some of these services are supported from funds from PINC.
They really are. One of the things that PINC has funded in the past was our mobile coach program. And that's something wonderful that we've been able to do and I've been involved in doing as we go out into the community and bring these services to women who may not be able to come in to the hospital itself, rural communities where education is lacking, where finances are lacking. PINC in the past has provided funds for us to have these incredible ability to go out and bring those services to people.
And one of the facts that I think is so interesting about the mobile health coach services is that you are servicing 24 counties, not only in eastern Tennessee, but then five counties in North Georgia.
If you want to attend the event, where could you get tickets?
Well, we'd love you to go to Memorial's website at memorial.org/PINC. You'll find a link for PINC, and you can purchase tickets on their website. We also have sponsorship opportunities available.
The 11th annual PINC Gala formal event and fundraiser is Saturday, January 30th at the Chattanooga Convention Center. Cocktails start at 6:30. There will be a silent auction, food, and dancing at this formal affair. More information and tickets can be found online at memorial.org/PINC. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.